Good evening and welcome to this special holiday edition of the KRFP Evening Report. On today's show, we'll bring you some of the comments on both sides of the emotional issue of abortion recorded at a rally held by anti-abortion forces in Pullman against Planned Parenthood, which has been accused of selling fetal body parts. The rally took place Saturday, August 22nd, on the east side of Pullman along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. About 300 people were there, including a small contingent of counter-demonstrators who support Planned Parenthood. KRFP citizen journalist Marie McHugh recorded these interviews.
I see that you're holding a sign that says Equal Rights for All. Tell me about your sign.
So the sign means that babies in the womb have the same rights as humans, and we shouldn't be killing them.
Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, we're all here because we believe that babies in the womb have exactly the same rights, and that's what we're all out here today doing. So, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a sign that says, Planned Unparenthood murders babies here. Tell me about your sign.
Well, coincidentally, I did not make this sign. One of the ladies in my group made this sign and graciously let me hold it. The backside says, baby parts for sale.
It says that murders babies here. What do you mean by murdering babies here? You mean here in Pullman, Washington?
No, actually. I do know that they don't do abortions here in Pullman, Washington. They refer abortions. So, yes, the here part is probably inaccurate. But the point stands. Murders babies.
And what group are you representing today?
I'm representing everyone who cares about the lives of young children.
Thank you. Read your sign. Tell me what that means.
It says, life of unborn baby equals zero. Body parts of unborn baby is $70. So,
tell me what that means.
It's pretty straightforward, I think. No, they don't care about the life of an unborn baby. But when it comes to the parts, they're willing to sell them for money.
And can you tell me who they are?
Planned Parenthood.
Let's talk about that. You can say that again.
I said defund Planned Parenthood.
If Planned Parenthood were to be defunded, how do you propose that the millions of men and women who get family planning and health care at that facility...
I'm against family planning when it comes to abortion. That's what I propose.
So you're against family planning?
I'm against abortion.
Okay. Which is... And is family planning the same thing as abortion?
I don't want to answer that, but what I wouldn't want to say is that abortion is murdering children.
All right, well, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Tell me what your sign says. Read your sign for me.
It's in Spanish, so I'm not completely sure. I think it says, abortion kills children.
And what brings you out here today?
I want to support what I believe in.
And can you tell me more about that belief?
I believe what makes you human is not where you are or how able you are to support yourself, to live. I think Planned Parenthood is an organization that kills human beings. I think that is very wrong.
Do you know how much of the percentage of abortions that Planned Parenthood does?
No.
Do you know how many abortions that Planned Parenthood does in a year?
Nope.
Are you aware of any other agencies in the state of Washington that do abortions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Go life.
So tell me about your sign. Read it and tell me what your sign is about.
My sign says, keep abortion safe and legal, support Planned Parenthood. I think it's really important to advocate for women's rights and health issues. And I think that the people here are not interested in that. They're interested in their religious views and defunding Planned Parenthood without realizing that they're going to be taking health care away from millions of women.
All right, thank you. What does your sign say?
It says support health, support choice, support Planned Parenthood. What's interesting is that a lot of the people out here asking to defund Planned Parenthood, or that it's not right that they're funding abortions, but the only way that the government or other institutions can defund Planned Parenthood is with government funds, and those funds are never used for abortion. So they're asking to defund services that actually do benefit pregnant nursing women, and even people who wish not to become pregnant, contraceptives, that sort of thing. So what they're asking for is a diminishment of healthcare choices for low-income families and people who don't have health insurance. So that's.
So I heard you say that the government doesn't pay for abortion that is offered or referred out through Planned Parenthood. So have you had an opportunity to have that discussion with the people that are standing beside you today who have signs to the contrary? They are asking to defund Planned Parenthood.
Right. That's the thing, is that defunding Planned Parenthood through government funding is not defunding abortion. Abortion is a self-sustaining thing within Planned Parenthood. That's where they started. They are a nonprofit, but all the money that they gain from abortion essentially goes back into it, which is why they need to sell the fetal matter to be able to provide these options for women. I haven't been able to address these issues or talk to them with anybody else here at the moment. I don't know. I've done my research. I'm just curious where. I mean, most of the quotes I've seen, or most of the references I've seen, are from the videos posted about Planned Parenthood and how terrible abortions are. But again, those are potentially niche things. You know, it's one or two videos, and there are thousands of Planned Parenthoods around the nation. So when you're taking this one instance and applying it to an entire entity, it's kind of hard to to argue facts and statistics with people who take such small instances and blow them into the proportions that sometimes these can be.
To the best of your knowledge, have those videos been proven to be true? Have they been thoroughly investigated?
Well, the government actually did an investigation on Planned Parenthood, not after the videos, before the videos. And this investigation proved that they weren't doing anything illegal or outside the realms of the law. They were doing everything that was legal and within government scope, everything that was legal. So the videos that are kind of drumming up that sensationalist view of you know, look at how terrible this is, I'm not saying they don't exist. Obviously, they exist. The videos do. But those videos are also taken out of context, and they're also applied to the larger whole, which I think is something that needs to be addressed.
All right. Well, thank you.
States actually have investigated Planned Parenthood after these videos have been released, and they found that Planned Parenthood isn't doing anything illegal. Numerous states have done this. And I think the issue here is that the people here aren't concerned. They're not really actually worried about fetal tissue donations and the welfare involved with that. Their only issue is getting abortion to be made illegal. If they're really worried about fetal tissue donations, they'd be advocating for changing that system, not just defunding Planned Parenthood and making abortion illegal.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to some of the people that you're standing on the street here today with? Have you had an opportunity to have that conversation?
I've talked to one lady came up and talked to me for a little bit, and I talked to her. And I haven't talked to a lot of people here, but my family is very pro-life, so I've had this discussion with them. We don't see eye to eye. I think it's kind of hard to talk to people when they're so emotionally charged like this, that they're going to be more emotional instead of logical and looking at facts of the situation.
All right, well, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm here to defend the people who have no chance to defend themselves, the unborn. They don't have a chance to speak, and they are true human beings, and they have the right to live. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to support them because they have no voice. So we have to be their voice.
So what would be the next step in terms of making that happen as you see it? Well, as you see it should be.
Well, I believe our government should stop this, attacks they should not pay for parent PP, I don't think it's the right use of our tax money. We're here to protect the people. We're not here to kill them. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that we should vote against supporting parenthood PP. And I believe that we should have true laws that protect the people.
Mm-hmm. And how much money is given to Planned Parenthood Federation of America from the federal government actually goes to carrying out an abortion?
That I don't know. Probably somebody knows that. I don't know the answer. I know there's money, definitely. Yes. Yeah, a lot.
These signs are provided to us, these specific I Am the Pro-Life Generation signs, are provided to us by the Students for Life of America, which is an organization that helps students advocate and be involved in the pro-life movement.
Tell me about the pro-life movement.
Well, now that we have more information of what abortion really is and human life and how it starts, there's a push to go to legislature and say, well, this is life, it should be recognized as life, all humans should be treated as a person. Because even though someone's a human, doesn't mean that they're recognized as a person by the law, and we're going to change that.
I would say that so many people don't realize how much suffering the mothers and the fathers go through after an abortion, and I'd say that the Women Betrayed movement is a big deal, because so many women suffer, so many women realize what they've done, and then they don't think that they can go anywhere. And there are so many different ways for women to be reached. There are so many healing groups that they can join, and there are so many other opportunities besides Planned Parenthood. There are pro-life, there are a lot of private and a lot of publicly funded pro-life companies and businesses and places for women to go to receive counseling, to receive all of the same things that Planned Parenthood offers without the abortions. And so I think that the pro-life movement is huge, because not only is it killing children, it's ruining entire families and ruining women for their entire life because of the suffering that they go through afterwards.
If you were to defund Planned Parenthood, knowing that only 3% of their budget goes to 3% of their services, rather, goes to providing abortion services, the other 97% of what Planned Parenthood does for women and the reproductive health of women and men, where would those people get care?
There are private places and publicly funded places like Life Choices down in Lewiston, and I know there's a lot of others, I just don't know the names of all of them. But Life Care will provide all of the same reproductive health services that a Planned Parent would offer, minus abortions. But the problem is the abortions are where Planned Parenthood gets their money. Like, they give out the very lowest, you know how they say free condoms? They give out the very lowest quality free condoms. They give out the very lowest quality. So then the women will more likely be pregnant, which means that they're going to come in and get the abortion. And so that is actually, like, serving themselves by saying that they're helping people. They're actually, like, pushing people more towards themselves in just a couple weeks' time.
What brings you out today?
We're out here to try and raise awareness of what's going on with Planned Parenthood. We are aware that the mainstream media, for the most part, has blacked out what's going on. And so we want people to know that Planned Parenthood is killing babies, is killing human beings, and is doing so for profit.
Do you think that there are other medical providers and clinics in America that also perform abortions?
Certainly there are.
And what is your approach to those agencies?
Well, those agencies are not as they're not as out in the public. They're not as well known as Planned Parenthood is. So this is really a starting point, and hopefully an end to abortion across America.
So you're in favor of making abortion illegal and inaccessible in America?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about your sign, Elizabeth Stevens.
So I'm here as a person of faith, standing in support of Planned Parenthood. So we're counter-protesters standing next to the other protesters.
And why is that important to you?
Well, I think it's important to take a stand as people of faith to help people know that you can believe in God, you can have a compassionate heart and still believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people and their right to make decisions about their body. So, you know, I think that where it breaks down is my faith is that everybody has sort of a connection to God. Each of us has the ability. God's still speaking. We can hear God in our hearts. And that the people involved, the parents, are the ones who can make the best discernment, the best decision in the face of a difficult situation. And so I think I value Planned Parenthood because they support parents regardless of their decision, whether it's adoption or abortion or bringing a healthy baby to term. Planned Parenthood is there with them, stands with them. And I value the millions of well woman checks that they do, the mammograms, the pap smears. You know, I think it's an interesting smear campaign that's going on right now. The less than 4% of Planned Parenthood's work actually involves abortion. And so to attack Planned Parenthood or defund Planned Parenthood really is going to have a huge impact on women across the country who depend on Planned Parenthood for not abortion but birth control, for their medical care,
for safe family
planning. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth Stevens.
You're welcome.
Tell me what your sign says.
Well, it says defund Planned Parenthood because they've been selling body parts and they've always been doing it. And I'm just happy to see that it's finally a matter of public record. I think that these videos are a good thing. We've been with the pro-life movement for many, many years, and so it doesn't surprise us, but it's just good to know that it is now a matter of public record, and we're just protesting the funding of Planned Parenthood.
Do you know how much money Planned Parenthood makes a year on selling body parts?
Well, I think the jury's still out on that, is it not? They're just kind of finding that out. So once the hearings are done, and maybe they can go into their books and find the actual numbers, then we'll all know, I think. But I think that it was under wraps for a long time, and I think that is yet to be seen. That is yet to be known.
Do you know who conducted the investigation to determine that Planned Parenthood was selling and making a profit from fetal parts?
Do I know what now? I didn't hear.
Do you happen to know who did the investigation to confirm that Planned Parenthood is indeed allegedly profiting from the sale of fetal parts?
I think it's still ongoing, so I think that there's a lot of people who are asking for the investigation. I don't know who the first person was, but I think it's something that now with these videos, it's going to be an ongoing, the pressure is going to be more and more to do investigating all across the board. So I'm not sure who the first person was, but...
And who was it, what agency or what group brought it to your attention?
Well, the videos actually brought this whole thing into light.
And can you tell me what videos those were? Like, who created the videos and how you received the information?
Well, I received the information on the social media and such. So it's... I don't know the exact name of the company. I just know he's a Catholic gentleman, and I think that he deserves a lot of merit and credit for being brave enough to come forward. I think this is a dividing issue in the country, and so I think it's a good thing.
Because I've done some research online to find out who exactly went in and did the interviews and where this information began and where the videos originated and what the organization is behind it, and that remains a little unclear, and that's why I'm asking you.
Oh, I see.
So I want to know the citizens that are here today. It's such an emotional issue. It's a big issue, and one that has brought out hundreds of people here today in our community. And the actual facts and where the facts originated, as a journalist, I'm interested in those facts.
Right. I understand that. Sure. I think that the unique thing about the videos is that it sheds a light on the alleged illegal practices of Planned Parenthood. So the pro-life movement has been saying, obviously has been against abortion since 1973, but I like the fact that they're that the videos aren't just a general protest against abortion, but specifically it's about whether there's been illegal selling of body parts and all of that. I think that is a very poignant issue, and I think both sides are concerned about that. So I think that uniqueness of the videos, I think, is something that hasn't been brought to light thus far. And so the where they came from, all of the investigating and such, I mean, if you watch the videos, it's the actual higher-ups in Planned Parenthood that are saying these things. And I think it was the cavalier attitude in which they were saying them, the environment in which it was just talking about selling, talking about procuring, talking about this and that as they're sipping their wine and they're eating their salad. It just seems disturbing. And I think that as the videos continue to come out, it's going to be seen as disturbing on both sides. You know, for the pro-life movement, when that first video come out, that was just a normal Tuesday for us. We've been doing this for a long, long time, but I think that it's getting the word out, and the illegal selling of body parts and the effect of and what happens when the babies are aborted. That's what they're concentrating on, and I think that surgical strike is very powerful, and word is getting out. So that's what I'm excited about, that fact. It's not a general, you know, pro-life thing. It's more what is happening with the babies and after they're aborted. The legal or the illegal activity of what's happening is the major concern of the videos, and I think that's a good approach.
All right, thank you for your thoughtful comments. Much. All right. Read your sign. Tell me what your sign says.
My sign says, people of all faiths believe in a woman's right to decide. And then there are some different icons from different religious traditions, such as Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Wicca, Hinduism, and Unitarian Universalism.
And why is it important for you to come out here today with this universal theme of all faiths to stand in support of Planned Parenthood?
We're here as a group of faith-based people, various faiths, not just Unitarian Universalism, which is my point of view, but other mostly Christian churches who believe that women can be trusted with their own healthcare decisions and see the importance of having Planned Parenthood in our community to provide access to women's health care.
Thank you.
Okay. I've done high-risk obstetrical nursing in Texas and Oklahoma, and low-risk OB in Canada as well. As a high-risk OB nurse for 15 years, I saw just how complex reproductive health care is. I've taken care of women who have lost their kidneys, been on dialysis, died of end-stage renal disease from pregnancy complications. I've taken care of women with peripartal cardiomyopathy who are cardiac cripples, so to speak. I've seen women have strokes. I've seen women die in labor. It's rare, but it happens, and I don't believe that women should be compelled to accept an unknown risk any more than I believe that a father of a baby needing a blood transfusion at birth should be compelled to provide the blood transfusion. we have the right to our physical integrity up until the time that we as women find ourselves pregnant. And it's the only time that we're compelled to put our life, our lifestyles, in our physical life at risk for the benefit of another. I asked a woman here if she was on the blood marrow registry. No, she's not. I'm like, well, why not? Why aren't you trying to save people's lives? I'm on the bone marrow registry. I'm a 5-gallon blood donor. We don't compel people to do these things because we respect their physical integrity as a society.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I grew up in England. I've never actually accessed Planned Parenthood services here in the States, but I accessed family planning services in the Planned Parenthood equivalent in England from the age of 16 onwards until I emigrated to the U.S. when I was 23, and you know, got all my preventative health care there, contraception, you know, encountered incredibly understanding, non-judgmental, comprehensive care that I didn't feel comfortable obtaining from my family practitioner, my family doctor. You know, it was the doctor who had provided health care for my family for years.
Your sign says Planned Parenthood protects women's health.
It does. I think, you know, obviously we've come a long way since the days that abortion was illegal, and I think that not allowing women to make the choice to control their own fertility, not allowing women to have control of their own bodies, will make women do desperate things. And so I'm here to continue to support Planned Parenthood and all that they provide for women, the choices and the access that they provide.
Thank you.
Co-chair of the Social Justice Committee at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse, and we fully support Planned Parenthood. One of the Unitarian Universalist Statement of Conscience for the upcoming year is supporting women's reproductive rights, and we committed to act on those social justice issues, and so we're here showing that some people of faith do in fact support Planned Parenthood. So that's what we're here
for. And why is it important that you support Planned Parenthood?
Well, for me personally, I realized a few days ago, I hadn't really ever thought about it. It's just been something I always done. But my whole life, I've always had a choice. I don't know what it's like to live without that choice. And I have two young daughters, and I don't want them to ever have to live a life without choice. So I'm here for them.
What does your sign say?
My sign says, stand with Planned Parenthood, support women. And then as a counter-protest... Hold on. It says, these people don't care about the living, only the unborn. I stand with Planned Parenthood, support life, support women. And this means that I think that there is a large disregard for people once they have been birthed. And I think that the people who tend to come to these protests and support like pro-life stances tend to be against what I would consider actual pro-life stances, such as welfare projects and like betterment of society and like prison abolition, etc. All of these causes that are very important to living people, and they tend to like not support women and people of color and queer people who are living their lives. And so I think that creates a big disconnect in society where people value a fetus until it is born and then no more. And they value the woman who is a vessel, but not the woman who does anything else with her life besides birth children. And I think that it's disrespectful to women who are infertile or women who don't want to procreate.
So you believe women deserve to have a choice?
Yeah, absolutely. I support anyone in their choice over the autonomy of their body. I think that removing like the option of safe medical care for people is not an option, because people, you know, they can't take care of themselves if they don't have all the options, and we're going to be back to coat hangers and, you know, and suicide and crime, and like there are statistics to back up this position. So I think it's the real pro-life position.
Hi. Yes, I feel it's very important. Planned Parenthood is doing an excellent job. I've supported Planned Parenthood ever since the organization came into being. And that's why I'm here, to say women deserve to have a choice. Okay? And I feel that it is very important that Planned Parenthood continues to get the support of the 60% of the people that think Planned Parenthood is doing a wonderful job. Okay?
And your sign says?
My sign says pro-faith, pro-family. Choice, pro-choice. And that's another thing. I belong to the Unitarian Universalist Church. At our annual meeting in Portland a few months ago, one of the decisions we made was support the women's right to her body. So that's another reason. That's the pro-faith part of it.
You've been listening to Opinions Against and in Support of Planned Parenthood, recorded at a roadside demonstration called by the anti-abortion contingent Saturday, August 22nd, along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. The rally was part of a national day of protests against Planned Parenthood, which has been accused of selling fetal body parts. KRFP citizen journalist Marie McHugh recorded the interviews with opponents and supporters of Planned Parenthood. That's it for this special holiday edition of the KRFP Evening Report. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a great holiday.